Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after. Thanks very much for joining me. Thanks for staying with me. My pleasure. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. I'm glad you're hanging out with me. You're going to be glad you're with me because we got Elise Benin. I can't get that other name out of my head for some reason. Elise Benin is with us. Elise is a longtime member of our Brain Trust. She's been with us over 11 years, as many of my Brain Trust members have. She is one of our marketing experts. She helps people like you and me make sure that we accomplish our goals with our businesses. She's the author of a number of books, including the one she wrote recently for introverts called Stop Pushing Me Around, and she's our good friend, Elise Benin. Welcome back to the show.
Thank you, Jim. Really good to be here.
It's good to have you here. One of my experts told me that being shy and being an introvert weren't necessarily the same thing.
They're not.
And I think that's an interesting thing. Also, I think people would be surprised to learn that just because you're a talk show host doesn't mean that you're an extrovert.
Absolutely not.
And I think that's interesting.
Because I think context is really important, and some people are shy in certain situations and not in others.
Mm-hmm.
Or, you know, I mean, introvert actually doesn't mean shy. It means you recharge alone.
Mm-hmm.
You go inward in order to recharge.
Well, couldn't it also mean that you're very comfortable being alone? You don't need, I know you said recharge, but I'm thinking, you know, you don't need other people to recharge your battery.
Yes.
Whereas an extrovert cannot be by themselves to get energy back.
Right.
Right?
That is.
And I know people like that. You know, two guys go to a business meeting and they check into their rooms and one stays in the room and piddles around and does a little work or whatever, and the other one is in the bar in 10 minutes, not just to drink, but just to be around other people.
Right.
I've seen that many times.
Right. And shyness has more to do, I think, with anxiety.
Yeah.
About being around other people and not knowing what to say and being worried about not saying the right thing and what are they going to think of me and all of that.
Right. Insecurity.
Mm-hmm.
An introvert is not necessarily insecure.
Mm-mm.
Yeah, yeah. Maybe the insecurity is the good word to use there. Have the economic conditions that we're going through, is that harder on a shy person than someone who's not shy?
I think definitely.
Why?
Because, I mean, mostly what people who want to keep going as self-employed people and not just throw up their hands and try to find a job, which is not very easy, by the way.
Right.
What they've had to do is, you know, go out there and look for work and look for clients. Mm-hmm. And a lot of shy people who are running their own businesses, especially creative types, which are the people that I tend to work with, they've just taken what came along and it's been fine.
It's been enough.
It's not been great.
It's not
necessarily, I mean, for some people it's been great, but for others it's more complacency. Like, they'd rather just take what goes along than go out looking for what they prefer. But when, you know, the faucet got turned off and nothing else was coming along, then they were definitely put in a position of, okay, I guess I've got to do something.
So shyness is the opposite of aggressiveness, isn't it? I mean,
I would say assertive.
Okay, assertive. Right, that's a good, you're right. Yeah, that's a better word. So someone who's shy is not going to be assertive, typically.
Unless they have to in a different context.
And that gets them out of their comfort zone, doesn't it?
Yes.
And that's what creates the anxiety, the extra level of stress for them.
But I think what they don't understand, what most people don't understand, actually, is that you don't have to have confidence to do the things outside of your comfort zone. It's the confidence that is the byproduct or the result of doing things over and over and over outside of your comfort zone until they become part of your comfort zone.
Right.
And that's where people get stuck. They think I'm not confident enough to go to that networking event where I don't know anybody.
Right.
And it's really just through doing that you become able to do it.
Well, and how many times have any of us taken on a new endeavor, whether we've chosen it or had it thrust upon us, and the first time we looked at something, we said, this is Greek. How in the world could I ever learn how to do this? Mm-hmm. And then you keep doing it, and eventually it becomes something you can do easily. I've done that many times myself, and that's what you're talking about.
You know, you're reminding me of when I was in fifth grade.
Yeah?
And what? I visited...
It was 10 years ago?
A few years ago. And I visited the junior high that I wanted to go to, and I sat in on an eighth grade math class. And I thought, there's no way I'm ever going to be able to do that. But, of course, I hadn't studied for the other 3 years the way that everyone in the class
right,
had.
Right.
So when I got to the eighth grade math class, of course, I didn't feel that way anymore, and it was fine.
Right.
So I think that, too, you know, we forget that it's the practice that gets us ready for the next thing.
And part of what causes that to happen is resolve. And there's no reason why a shy person can't have as much resolve as an assertive person.
Absolutely not.
Right? So that's the thing, is so a shy person needs to call on their resolve, not on their assertiveness, to make something
Absolutely,
happen.
Absolutely, yes.
Yeah.
And willpower and discipline and ambition and all of those things that, you know, I think are lurking deep inside some of these people. They just aren't familiar with it.
Mm-hmm.
And so you get hungry enough.
So what are your thoughts for 2010 for these folks?
Well, what I see a lot of is people who, you know, have all the best intentions in the new year and, you know, spend a little time putting some goals either on paper or, if not on paper, at least, you know, coming up with them in their head.
Mm-hmm.
But then putting them aside and 2 weeks later, they don't even remember what their goals were.
Right.
And I don't think that works. I think, actually, I wrote a quick tip from Marketing Mentor this week called A New Mindset for 2010, because I think what we need instead of goals is to change the way that we think, actually, and expand the way that we think. And in terms of people who are self-employed, what I see missing is distance and objectivity on our own businesses. You know, that people get really emotionally involved in the decisions they make about their business.
Oh, I'm a lot better at helping you with your business than I am even with my own business.
Exactly.
You are with us. That's the reason why you can't edit your own stuff.
Mm-hmm.
You can't. You write something, you can't edit it. Somebody else has to edit it.
Mm-hmm.
Because you're going to look right over something. You're going to get, as you say, emotionally connected.
Right.
So how do you fix that?
Well,
hold on to that thought. I'm actually going to have you wait on that. We're going to come back
and
talk with our good friend Elise Benin after these messages. We're talking about having a different mindset. That's what she's talking about. Maybe don't think about goals as much as, you know, it's not the goals. You can set goals, but if you don't follow through on them, they're useless. How do we go a little bit deeper? How do we get into the mindset that you have for accomplishing what you want to accomplish? 20 after the hour. Elise Benin is our guest. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.